listen to her body, to listen, to know when she can go out. And I'm going to let her tell her story. But I told her she, whenever she came, she really wants to share her story. And so I said, whenever you feel like coming to Sunday school, we'll just listen to your story. And she feels like being here this morning. And I'm so happy, Ruby Nan, that you have come this morning. So she's going to, we're going to start off our time with her sharing a little with us. And let's make her feel welcome. So give her come on up, Ruby Nan. This is huge for her to be here. It really is.
A miracle.
It is a miracle. I couldn't believe it when I saw it.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you're here.
Some of you know my story. Some of you know parts of it. But way back in 2003, and I will not take the whole time, I was working for a nonprofit out of Boston. And we were working in schools in Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. And we had already moved back to take care of my parents, and that was my husband's idea. I was at a meeting in New Orleans helping train teachers in middle schools in those three states. I was on the program. I did my part. In the evening, everybody else, the other facilitators, we'd go out to a nice dinner in New Orleans. I didn't understand how they had the energy. For three nights, I had a shrimp cocktail and a cream brulee for room service. I got ready for the next day, and I went to bed. I had no idea what was going on. Anytime I would return from Boston to Jackson on a flight, as soon as I got in the gate area, I'd have to sit down and catch my breath. I couldn't go on without it. Then in 2005, I was working in a school where there was a slight incline up to a sidewalk, and I had to go. I walked up that incline and I thought, I've got to stop and catch my breath. Then it got to where I could not walk from one end of the hall to the other of this long hall without stopping and catching my breath. I was told by a cardiologist there was nothing wrong with my heart. I was told by a pulmonologist there was nothing wrong with my lungs. And my primary care doctor said I was just depressed from taking care of my daddy, who was then in his final days. My doctor did do a stress test, which I promptly failed. And this went on until May of 2007, after losing Daddy, I was training other facilitators to do what I'd been doing with math education in the middle schools. I always stood up when I taught. I had a migraine. I had taken the medicine, the nasal spray that was supposed to stop it. Nothing helped. I had to sit down to teach that morning, and I'd never done that before in my life. At lunch, I was outside talking to a colleague, and the next thing I knew, I was inside sitting down with a lunch in my lap. I handed somebody the lunch and stood up, and our regional director put her arm around me and said, "I think we're going to take you to the emergency room." And I said, "I think that's a good idea." Everybody thought I'd had a stroke. They ran tests for 3 days. And on the third day, a cardiologist, a pulmonologist, and a neurologist all came in and said, "You have pulmonary hypertension." And I said, "What is that?" And they said it is when the blood vessels in your lungs constrict and your right side of your heart must push harder to get the blood into the lungs so that you can get oxygen for the rest of your body and the right side of your heart is enlarged. Well, they gave me 3 to 5 years to live, and folks, that was 19 years ago. I told somebody this story last week, a salesperson who was helping me in a local store, and she said, God had other plans for you. You're sharing your testimony wherever you go. It's because of God that I'm still here. My local doctor, when I left there the following Monday, that was on the weekend, I went to my local doctor's office and told him what had happened, nurse what had happened. I brought a book to read. I said, I want you to get copies of every test they ran at River Oaks, and I want a copy of everything. They ran all the copies. He had written, wow, next to the pressure on the right side of my heart. He was so surprised. He got me in to see a wonderful PH specialist at UMMC, and for 17 years he took great care of me. When he retired, I felt like I had lost a friend. I started out on medication and a pill. And that worked fine until I passed out one night at home, and Lewis had to bring me back. And I was pretty close to death that night. So I called Dr. Spurzum, and the next day they did a right heart cath. And that really told them that I had PH. That is the golden standard. If anybody says we're doing a heart cath, they are doing a heart cath in the left side of your heart. So if you have, or somebody you love has breathing problems, and you've been to a cardiologist and they did a heart cath, they did not look at the right side of your heart, please ask for one. Now, when they gave me 3 to 5 years to live, I remembered Isaiah 40:31 that I was given years ago. It's Isaiah 40:31. If you don't know it, write it down. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's my motto now. I can walk and not faint. Now, after getting up, taking a shower, getting dressed, getting here this morning to Sunday school and church, when I get home, I'm going to feel like I've been hit by a Mack truck. And I will not do anything tomorrow. But that's okay. God gave me today, and I could get to Sunday school and church. I only remember being scared one time. I drove in the driveway from seeing a doctor, and my husband was in the pool, and I walked up. And I said, Lewis, this involves my heart. And then I remembered 2 Timothy 1:7, that I had been given before a test. For God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. He did not give me a spirit of fear. But my pH got worse, and now I'm on IV medicine. Many of you probably never noticed. But inside this little purse is my pump with my IV that goes in to the right side of my heart. I've been on it for 13 years. Mm-hmm. It's second nature to me now. I bought this bag years ago in Jackson and paid $99 for it, which I thought was a lot. And after I left the store, I told my friend, I probably shouldn't have done that. She said it'll last a long time. It's probably been 10 years, so it did well. Right before, when I was given the chance to take a different treatment lately, and it was where I gave myself a shot in the stomach once every 3 weeks. People had said it changed their lives, and I had great hope. However, I could not stand the side effects. The immediate severe diarrhea would have caused a problem had it happened anywhere but my home, and breaking out and others. So it made my headaches worse. So I couldn't tolerate it. But I remembered Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, which means discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. That's Isaiah 41:10. And he does hold me up. Right before Christmas, my IV line fell out. I'd been told years ago I couldn't live more than 10 minutes without it. I knew I could live 40 minutes without it because it fell out when we were in the Ozarks, and there's not a hospital around every corner in the Ozarks. So we drove 40 minutes to get to a hospital, and I told them exactly what to do, and they started an IV in my line until I could get to Jackson. Right before Christmas, my IV line fell out of my chest. I had gone over 2 hours without the medication before my waiting in the ER here in town before my husband said, text Juliana. Juliana's mother and I were best friends since elementary school. So I texted her. She came right down. She got a nurse to start a temporary PICC line in my arm. And God was in control that day. He's always in the details. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. I also have fibromyalgia, neuropathy, depression, and anxiety. Depression and anxiety are a side effect of the med that keeps me alive. When Teresa said, I listened to all the lessons. When Teresa said, gave the challenge to start reading your Bible, I was a little behind, but I picked out the Navigator book at a time. And because I didn't realize that was two separate pages, I started in the upper left-hand corner, which was month 9. Yeah, I did that. But it was there, God had a reason. Psalm 119:71 says, It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. This is 100% truth, folks. I have more time to spend in God's Word than I've ever had in my life. And I've gone 16 straight days without missing my time in God's Word. Also, on that day were readings from 2 Timothy. Things that I knew, but I didn't know where they were, like your days are numbered before you were born. And the requirements for a deacon and others. In the early years, we traveled a lot. We drove to Canada twice. Now it's difficult to get 6 hours away to win to see Lewis's daughter and her family, and 7 hours away, but only three from Paige, to get to my son, there in Arkansas, where I thought I would spend my life. But I want to remind you of some verses in Psalm 119. Verse 75, I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. 76, let, I pray, your merciful kindness be for my comfort. Verse 77, let your tender mercies come to me that I may live. And that's what he's done for me. On February 2nd, I had another right heart cath. It was lower than it was 5 years ago. That means the pH is not progressing. I still have it, but it's a little better than it was. So, I have much to be thankful for. I'm thankful for all of your prayers, because they're answered. I know they are. Please continue to pray for me that I will have good days on Sundays and we won't have fronts coming through every weekend, because I never know when I'm going to have a good day. But I'm thankful to be in the house of the Lord today and thankful for all the hugs you gave me. One more thing.
Come to the microphone.
One more thing. I am much thankful for Sandra, because she records every lesson and posts every handout. So I'm caught up on the lessons. I have the book she's teaching out of. And if it weren't for Sandra, I wouldn't be able to do that. So thank her.
Wow. Thank you, Brigham. What a blessing to have you here with us today. So happy. Let's pray together. Our Father, thank you for this powerful testimony this morning, for the gift of life, for the joy of being in this house together as a body today. We ask your blessing on Reuben Ann. Thank you for giving her so many years. And I pray, Lord, that you would continue to strengthen her, heal her, hold her, encourage her, and bless her. And we pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.